This is a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station.
By the way, another piece of news on Taylor Swift. I mean, all Swifties know that her axes, her guitars, are somewhat iconic. Recent news is that the songstress will be auctioning off her Midnight's guitar. The signed acoustic guitar will be adorned with an image from the album Taylor Swift's 10th studio album released in October, which went on to sell more than 1 million copies in the first week. The auction will be part of the non-profit Raven Drum Foundation auction and will be part of a lineup of instruments sold. Other memorabilia featured in the music team sale include rare prints of Paul McCartney, a drumstick set from Styx drummer Todd Sucherman, a drum signed by Stuart Copeland from The Police, and signed prints from the famed Bon Jovi drummer Tico Torre, and more. Proceeds from the auction will be given to veterans and first responders dealing with PTSD, trauma, and suicidal ideation. The nonprofit's mission statement says that it contributes to global healing and community through advocacy, storytelling, and the promotion of complementary and alternative medicine. I mean, at the time of recording, the guitar has a top bid of $4,500 and will end December the 12th. So, you know, not too expensive even after conversion. Recently, Taylor Swift became the first female artist in history to spend 60 consecutive weeks at number one on the Billboard 200 charts. No teardrops on this guitar.
Yeah, $4,500 is pretty cheap.
Pretty affordable.
I think all the late bidders are waiting, yeah, you know, to do their last minute bids.
The deadline, December 12th, for all you Swifties.
By the way, an original Beethoven music manuscript that has been saved from Nazis has finally been returned to their rightful owners. The original owners of the fourth movement of the string quartet in B-flat major, Opus 130, were owned by the Petchek's family, who were the richest family in pre-World War II Czechoslovakia, but had to flee the country to escape the Holocaust. The prized manuscript was then stolen by the Nazis. For the past 80 years, it has been in the possession of the Moravian Museum, but now it will be put on display for 5 days before it will be returned to the Petchek family. The curator of that museum said the piece is important as it has a story that reflects the history of Central Europe in the last 200 years. The museum also previously denied that it was authentic just to protect the artifact from the Nazis. Before Beethoven's death in 1827, the manuscript was given to his secretary before passing through two other private owners based in Vienna and was eventually in the possession of the Petschek family. Beethoven composed the Six Movements Quartet between 1825 and 1826 and first premiered in March 1826 in Vienna after being commissioned by a Russian prince. Back in the year 2003, a working manuscript of Beethoven's Symphony No. 9 in D minor sold for close to $3.5 million at an auction.
Oh, a whole history lesson in that piece of news. From the History Channel, we go to a Technology Channel now, where Apple has announced Apple Music Sing, a new feature that allows users to sing along to their favorite songs with adjustable vocals and real-time lyrics. The newer service will give karaoke enthusiasts options to set the vocals to be a solo, a duet, or include background singers. Apple Music Sing boasts an ever-expanding library of notable artists, both old and new, and will feature tens of millions of songs and 50 curated playlists. To use the karaoke app, users will have to enter the lyrics view and tap on the microphone button to adjust the singer's volume. With the technology for this built on the company's background in noise cancellation and the developments it has made for its FaceTime feature. But because the feature requires high-level processing software, it will only be available on compatible devices including iPhone 11 and later, iPad Pro 11-inch, iPad Air, iPad Mini, or iPad 9 generation and later, and Apple TV 4K, the third generation onwards. Apple has always been trailing Spotify in terms of subscribers, but with this, they could see a jump in people joining Apple Music for the first time. Apple Music Sing will be available to subscribers later this month, although an exact release date has not been announced. I personally am not so much of a karaoke fan, but I can really see how people will jump on this. I mean, our colleague Gigi Wellplayed producer Hanif might just join this, so I mean, the streaming wars continue.
Yeah, there are lots of karaoke apps out there, right? Like Smule's Sing Unlimited and WeSing that are very, very popular among not just Malaysians, right? But globally, it's very popular as well. So I think it's going to give lots of competition to those two famous karaoke apps.
For sure.
By the way, virtual gigs have been all the rage for some time, expedited by the pandemic, that's for sure. But since then, we've seen big-time acts like Ariana Grande, Travis Scott, Blackpink, Charlie XCX and more perform via their virtual avatars on platforms like Fortnite and Roblox. Well, joining that list this year is the self-proclaimed Queen of Christmas, Mariah Carey. All I want for Christmas is a virtual Roblox concert, said no one ever, but it is indeed happening and fans aren't complaining at all. Dubbed as Mariah Carey's Winter Wonderland, it'll be a four-show series from the 21st till the 24th of December, happening at 8 a.m. Malaysia time, where you can expect a variety of old and new songs. And yes, All I Want for Christmas Is You will definitely be performed. I don't think she will not perform that song. She can't afford not to. Besides the virtual concert, there will also be a Christmas-themed treasure hunt within the game that's designed by her twin boys. Mariah and her kids are apparently huge Roblox fans and wrote in a press statement how excited she was to create a festive metaverse experience for everyone. Of course, she was in the news recently for her failed attempt to trademark the term Queen of Christmas, QOC, as well as Christmas Princess, all of which were denied by the US Patent and Trademark Office last month.
Yeah, I mean, we're only 7 days into December, but expect more news on Mariah Carey in the upcoming weeks. Speaking of trends and challenges, coming up in the program, we're going to be looking at TikTok's year in music, picking you out some of the biggest hits from the platform. Stay tuned. This is The Pulse with Daryl and Off, only here on BFM 89.9.
You have been listening to a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station. For more stories of the same kind, download the BFM app.